songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaum. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Love's refrain in garden green, a simple sign is failed not seen. The day is all around us. The answer to your question, like the stars beneath the night, so let me be your sky. I'm blue to black. Your diamond bright, I'll meet you there. Don't ask why, don't ask why.
That was Pushing Chain with Don't Ask Why. We had those two gentlemen here in Thief River Falls playing a couple summers ago and hope to get them back again this next summer. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaum. This is Minnesota Homebrew, and we play original music by persons with a strong Minnesota connection. Doesn't mean you have to live here. Maybe you used to. Maybe you went to college here. Maybe you went to Bible camp here. Something strong. You know, if your mailman's cousin lives here, that's probably not strong enough. Anyway, that was a great way to start the show out. And up next, we got a lady named Nicole Mycannon. Yes, Mycannon. I want to say Nycannon because I know that name is a Finnish name, but this starts with an M. I think she's from the St. Cloud area. She's just having a little fun writing some music. Her bio says, what we can tell you is that Nicole is a rarity in the local music scene. There are a few female singer-songwriters in central Minnesota with the catalog of original music and vocal talent that she has. Nicole has a knack for writing catchy melodies and vocal lines that demand attention. She has, without a doubt, been an instant hit at open mics. And before we play this song, I'd like to say hi to my grandson, Odie, who's listening. Odie, Papa loves you. And we'll talk a little more after this song. Here's Sidecar by Nicole Mycannon.
How are we gonna get by? People are dying that ain't never used to. The gardens are empty. What more can we do? Grab your gloves, grab your water and can. We're gonna carve out an Eden from the dust in our hands. Get back in the sidecar, Jenny. We've got work to do. How are we gonna get by? Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Passing a story through all these years, the sad disillusions replacing our fears. But if you put your hand in mine, walk back through the mall, we'll make our own time. Get back in the sidecar, Jenny. We've got work to do. If we don't take the time, how are we gonna get by this time? Whoa, how are we gonna get by? How are we gonna get by? How are we gonna get by? Somehow we're gonna get by.
Nicole Mycannon here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, a young lady new to Minnesota Homebrew, and that merits this.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, her name is Sapphire Brown. I believe she's from Black Duck originally, and Her bio says, ever since she was a little girl, music flowed freely from her veins, and not from, but through her veins. Before long, she had written her first song. Performing wherever she can, Sapphire has the ability to light up the room. She became a victim of bullying, and did she know that this would be one of the biggest challenges in her life? Little did she know. It wouldn't be long before she found a way to break through the pain, and as a result, Sapphire's Courage Campaign was born. Sapphire's Courage Campaign brings a powerful anti-bullying message that has resonated with thousands of students across Minnesota. She didn't plan to stop there. Even after being rejected from several popular talent competitions, this only further fueled her desire to succeed even more. She is slated to record her debut EP in December of 2014. Well, that's gone by. Her first single, One of a Kind, is available for purchase on iTunes. And I see by her Facebook page, where is it here, that she's going to be playing this Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Grigla Fall Festival. Yes, that's a big, big event here in northwestern Minnesota. This coming Saturday, 3 o'clock, Sapphire Brown. And this tune is titled Fearless on Minnesota Homebrew.
Change the world with her story. Light up people's faces when she smiles. She can get through the toughest trials. No one realizes what's inside because she's fearless. Strong word, but she knows she can get through it because she's fearless. She's fearless.
Well, I'm going to Alaska for our 30th anniversary. I hope it's not wet or cold. I don't want to spend a week in total misery, even if they say I'll find gold. Juneau, Skagway, and Ketchikan sound like really nice little towns. I gotta go where it's cold in the summer, babe, and I know I'll gain 15 pounds. Yes, I know I'll gain 15 pounds. Well, we're gonna take a ride on a really big motorboat with the city full of strangers and snobs. Have dinner in the evening with the ship's handsome captain and eat crap like salmon and squab. Mountains and glaciers and rainforests too are supposed to be as beautiful as can be. Maybe you'll take me to the North Pole, buddy. We'll have a great time, you'll see. We'll have a great time, you'll see. Oh, Alaska, Alaska, I know you're waiting for me. Take all my money and my credit cards too. We're sailing on the deep blue sea. We're sailing on the deep blue sea. Three people in a cabin the size of a shoebox gives you a little perspective on life. I really must love her more than the moon, 'cause somehow she's still my wife. I know in a year I'll have very fine memories of the summer trip where I got to see snow. Next year's trip is gonna be a little different. I'm going where the coconuts grow. Yeah, I'm going where the coconuts grow. Oh, Alaska, Alaska, I know you're waiting for me. Take all my money and my credit cards too. We're sailing on the deep blue sea. We're sailing on the deep blue sea.
The unmistakable voice of Doug Milloway here on Minnesota Homebrew. That was part of the Song a Day project a couple months back that Doug took part in. And can you imagine writing a song a day? I could come up with several melodies a day, but getting those lyrics out, whew, those are tough. Those are tough. So what kind of beer are you drinking this summer? Is it a shandy? Is it a pale ale? My, the Minnesota's exploding with breweries, and there's actually a new one coming to the White Bear Lake area. Watch for it. It's called Cosmos Beer. Hey, Odie, if you're still listening, this is Papa. This is Minnesota Homebrew. We air every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. But our signal only goes out about 60 miles. So if you're outside the area, you can find us on RadioNorthland.org. And if you miss episodes, you can find them in the archives on RadioNorthland.org. Well, college has started here this week, so it's a big difference here in the halls. It was like a ghost town all summer long. A few classes going on, but not much. And now the halls are full and the students are excited. And reminds me when I started college in 1968. Superior, Wisconsin, Wisconsin State University back then, and English major. I did finish, but not there. I transferred to River Falls and got my teaching degree in 72. Only taught a few years down in Elmwood, Wisconsin, but had a good time. Never got back into it. Maybe I can do some of that when I retire. Who knows? Well, what's up next? Eli Hain from St. Peter, Minnesota, sent me a brand new CD by his group Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And we're going to play that right now, then tell you a little bit about that group. This is amazing music, I think. I just really, really, really like it because I like strange music. Listened to a lot of Zappa when I was young. This song's called A Real Fine Day.
It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. When the fat lady sings, dancing, bows, and circus sounds. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. 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 When the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. Well, Dixie the elephant, strong man, and circus clowns. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. 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 When the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. Well, the fat lady sings, dancing, bass, and circus sounds. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. 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 When the circus comes to town.
lighted the candles tonight. Fresh flowers in the vase. Pick up the dirty linen. Let's tidy up this place. Put on the satin sheets and pillows dressed in lace. Feed the cat, shake the rugs for love to soon take place. Everything's right for love. Everything's right for love. You know what I'm thinking of. Everything's right for love. Hours pass by quickly, I hope you won't be late. Wine is in the icebox and supper's on the plate. The radio's playing mellow songs, so please don't make me wait. The mood is right for you and I to keep this special date. Everything's right for love. Everything's right for love. You know what I'm thinking of. Everything's right for love. I can't wait to see your face, feel your lips in warm embrace. I can't wait to talk to you, do those things that lovers do. Everything's right for love. Everything's right for love. You know what I'm thinking of. Everything's right for love.
Just plain gorgeous, that song is. Very long intro. I like that too. That's Bob Muscovitz from Hackensack, who is a good friend of mine. And I love playing his music. I know you folks love hearing it. And we'd like to give a big shout out to his wife, Patty, who had a birthday last week. I think it was on Friday, maybe. Bob says she had a good time. Bob's listening, as he does most Thursday nights. And if you're listening, go to our Facebook page, click on like, and tell us you're listening. And if you have a request, put it in there and we'll play it next week. And now I was just thinking as I was walking in studio tonight that it's been over 3 years we've been doing this show. It started out as a two-hour format, and then we decided to go to 1 hour and follow it by Minnesota Music Memories. And Glenn Broggett and myself share the duties there, and Glenn will be on right after this at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, at 9 o'clock, the Burns program. So entertainment galore here on Pioneer 90.1. Well.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Going south to Iowa, a gentleman named Dan Trilk, who began playing guitar at the age of 9. By 12, he had formed his first band titled Splat and was performing original music at school, talent shows, ice cream socials, and private parties. He is now a professional musician and music instructor in Des Moines. Currently, Dan is busy with a solo act that showcases his many talents and eclectic tastes in music. This project finds him in nightclubs, coffee houses, restaurants, country clubs, weddings, corporate events, and dive bars. I've played a lot of those myself. Dan's original music is a blend of folk, blues, rock, and country. His lyrics are introspective and sometimes quirky. Dan's cover music ranges from rock, folk, pop, blues, and country to jazz, lounge, and classical guitar. He sometimes uses a loop station to create layers or a backdrop for soloing. He's also a fine whistler, a lost art, and harmonica player. Dan also plays guitar in the Des Moines-based band Rubberface, which is an all-original experimental jam band. He can also be found performing in a children's act called Debbie Doo-Wop and Dynamite Dan. Look for their 2000, well, it says they have a release is already titled Cheesy Peas and Party. Where does Dan find time to sleep? Well, here's Dan with a tune, Dan Trilk with a tune titled Hermitosis. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
I'm sick of thumping Mexican music and leaf blowers. My room's a tomb, I've been stuck for what seems a year. I can't think, the ephedrine's an addiction, and I can't sleep, but I ain't awake. And the muck on my brain was last week's reflection, and a tuba reminds me that I am far from home. If only I could run away from here. If only I were well, I'd drink a beer. And if I didn't smell, had hot water in hell, I'd take a shower. I'm dead to the world, but it isn't dead to me. It's one big joke I don't get, but it cracks me up. Distilled, I'm sour and floppy.
so many bugs all over this world, whether they're big or small. Who says I can't play them all? Or Rotterdam to the Hoover Dam, played every shire and dam in every land. If I forget some names, it's 'cause they start to all look the same. Now I'm an UFO acoustic ambassador. So many good friends to be meeting, viscountesses and baronets. So many floors are bound to sleep on, baby, where the dreams I'm dreaming are of the scenes I shall be stealing. Alcobar to Zanzibar, I shut down every bar with a neophar. Don't call me Mr. right now, because I spent just one night in your town. Now I'm a new acoustic ambassador.
Jim Ruiz set with a song titled Neo Acoustic Ambassador. I had to do a show some night with the weirdest song titles. I think I'll do that. Can't do it next week because next Thursday is the All MAS, Minnesota Association of Songwriters show, every first Thursday of the month, but maybe the following one. Weirdest song titles. Okay, okay. Hey, Bob, you got any out there? Yeah, so wondered what kind of beer you're drinking this summer. About a week and a half ago, my son-in-law JT and I polished off a growler of apricot wheat ale from Fitger's in Duluth. Oh my God, what wonderful beer. Now, I know beer purists don't like fruit in their beer. My friend Dietmar from Hudson, Wisconsin said, if I want fruit, I'll eat fruit. But sure do love that apricot ale. It's the best thing there is, especially fresh. But you know, I bought the growler back on May 29th, and we broke it open about a week and a half ago, and it was just heaven. Well, go on our Facebook page. Tell us what kind of beer you're drinking this summer. We like to talk about beer on Minnesota Homebrew because it's a double entendre.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
That's right. Got the CD this week. And played it. A lot of times I'll play something and it's like heavy metal or grunge rock or death metal or something like that. And nothing against that because Burns plays a lot of that between 9 and 10 on Thursday nights here on Pioneer 90.1. But this CD was really, really right up my alley. It's by a group called Harbor and Home. And they're an Americana band out of Minneapolis. With rich, soulful vocals and tight harmonies, the group offers a versatile sound that fits almost any venue. The band originated in 2013 out of a group of friends who played music together for several years. Their mission is simple: be a light in the dark, whatever dark that may be. Members are Caleb Williams on guitar and vocals, Nathan Johnson on keys and vocals, Johnny Q on bass, and Sam Nargan on drums. Here's Harbor and Home with a tune titled Minnesota.
On the road that runs nowhere, I've been looking for love. In the places I can't find it, oh, my heart's had enough. And my feet, they grow tired, but my eyes, they still try.
Till you hit it in the by and by.
cast your breath into the water. Cast your net into the darkness. You may not find earthly reward till we hit it in the by and by. Till we hit it in the by and by. Till we hit it in the by and by. Hey.
That's Molly Maher and her Disbelievers. Molly is out of the Twin Cities, of course, and is a graduate of McNally Smith College of Music, which we highly recommend. My son went there and describes her music as Americana with a side of roots. If it's possible for a band to own a town, then Molly Maher and her band of Disbelievers are as close as it gets to holding the keys to the Twin Cities. Molly is considered by some the reigning queen of the Twin Cities scene. She's an incomparable singer and songwriter with compelling depth and soul, and has shared the stage with some of the best acts in the country, among them Los Lobos and John Hyatt. Cast Your Bread by Molly Maher.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, we do it every week, share beer news. Oh, boy, it's always something zany. A brewery in Indianapolis has crafted beer specifically for man's best friend. Flat 12 Beer Works launched its dog-friendly beer on Friday, August 21st. Jeez, that's just 6 days ago, and its loyal patrons are reportedly wagging their tails over it. And this is according to the Indy Star. To be clear, the beverage is non-alcoholic, and it's not exactly pleasant tasting for human tongues. The dog brew is made of meat bone and trimmings that are donated by a local meat shop called Smoking Goose. Carrots, potatoes, and yeast add to the craft brew. Now, the whole concoction is simmered for 3 hours and then mashed with wort. The process is similar to brewing beer, and the product is even stored inside a keg. The beer company primarily decided to brew the dog beer since many of its employees are dog owners. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? We wanted to make something really good for them, but also a treat. Plus, it's safe, no alcohol, and no carbonation, said Valerie Green, Flat 12 Beer Works marketing director. We are all very dog-friendly. The launch of the canine craft beer was held at the Heaven and Hell Rescue Shelter, which was conducting its pet adoption drive, according to a publication named Hungry Forever. Eventually, the dog brew will be sold at Smoking Goose. For every cup of doggy brew, which costs only $1, proceeds will go directly to the shelter. And the beer is called 12 Paws. Well, how do you like that? I wonder what's next. Will they be brewing beer for cats, I wonder? Well, what's next on Homebrew? Little Bobby from Thief River Falls, and now living down south somewhere. From his new CD, this song is titled, Yes, It's True. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Yes, it's true.
Little Bobby here from Thief River Falls. Well, really only have time for about one more song here on tonight's episode. Join us next Thursday as we plan to be here live. The only time I'm not is when I got something going on, like something that I can't be here for. Grandkids' birthday party, son's softball game, a rare gig. I was down at the Dallas House in St. Croix Falls last week, and the Rockin' Relics played to the best crowd we've had there. And if it weren't for these four or five fools out there spilling beer all over the place, man, I tell you, they were mopping it up, and it would have been a perfect night. So we really want to thank you for stopping by. We have time for about one more song. Yeah, that's right. And let's see, we're going to do a tune by a group called Old Yeller, tune titled Tired of Feeling No Good. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate every one of you. We'll see you next week.
That's it. Over superior, and I'm thinking of someone tonight. Someone to love me tender, someone to dream in eyes, someone who knows direction. Just an instant, the next time you look, it's not there. That same moon hangs over Superior.